Some Tony Allen from his 2009 album Secret Agent playing. That's a sign that it is time for CFRC's Prison Radio program, because we're here every Wednesday from 7 to 8, and that is our theme song. It is our end of the month Calls from Home special. That, well, it's not really all that, well, it's special, but not in the sense that we do it once off. It's every month at the end of the month. So we do our best to get out messages, poems, music, requests that are sent to us by those incarcerated or those supporting those who are incarcerated in the Kingston area and across this country and elsewhere too. You can get a hold of us, and that's how we get a hold, people get a hold of us, is through CFRC Prison Radio at riseup.net. We have a Facebook group called Calls from Home, and a few people looked at the post I made, although we'll get into that in a moment. We do have a new message, a new number we're going to read out in a moment, but our request lines are also open right now. So when we're not on the mic, which will be in about 10 minutes or so, you can always phone us at 613-533-2372. That's 533-CFRC. Write that down, I guess. CFRC 533-2372. We would love to hear from you. I'm C, and I'm here with Rico. How you doing?
Good evening. I'm doing great. How are you?
It's been a busy week, but we're training here at CFRC right now. We have lots of new volunteers coming through the station, learning the ropes, including yourself.
Yeah, I'm learning how to use the controls, which is fun and hard.
Yeah, they're complicated. They look complicated, and they don't get less complicated. We're also in the middle of a big campaign right now for our referendum. So those of you who are students out there and are members of the Alma Mater Society of Queen's University, which means you're an undergraduate student at Queen's, well, there's a fee renewal for CFRC coming up on November 1st and 2nd. And if you vote to renew it, we would be very thankful. Obviously, that's not the only reason why you should vote to renew CFRC's student levy. We are a Queen's voice in the media, so we're one of the few media services that Queen's students get in the ground floor with basically no training and get some experience.
I can attest to that.
Yeah, right off the ground. We have experienced people here, volunteers and staff who love to get new voices on the air. We've been broadcasting since 1922, so we're an integral part of Queen's history. I mean, we're coming up on our 100th anniversary in a little bit. 75% of CFRC's DJs and staff are Queens students and alumni, so we're part of the Queens community, pretty strong one. I went to Queens. Most of my volunteers that helped me in the music library here, and even with this show, are Queens students themselves in some capacity. And we do our very best to get you that training to help do your radio show. We've been posting on our Facebook page. If you check out CFRC's Facebook page, which if you have the internet, check it out. And we've been posting profiles of all of our on-air hosts. We'll get to us at some point. Maybe we'll just blur our faces out or something, or just no picture, just
cross that bridge when we come to it.
Someday we're gonna profile all of our volunteers, but we're starting with our students. So if you want to learn more about this, because I've been talking at great length, check out cfrc.ca/referendum to learn more about how to help us if you are a student at Queens.
And please vote yes on November 1st and 2nd.
That would be really great. Thank you. Okay, we're going to bring some other news items that aren't directly related to CFRC that Rico has put together for us.
Yeah, just tonight it's going to be a quick overview of a few things in the news. To start off, we've become aware that there is a lockdown in place at the Joyceville Assessment Unit starting on Monday for an exceptional search, which is always kind of the reason. So we don't know why that is, but we are thinking of you if you're locked down in Joyceville right now and listening to the show. Feel free to reach out and get in touch with us. Let us know what's going on. We'll announce our mailing address later on in the show again.
I forgot it the first time.
Well, let's do it right now. You can reach us at CPR, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K as in Kilo, 7, L as in Lima, 3, N as in November, 6. So write that down, send us a letter, get in touch. We love corresponding, and keep us up to speed with what's going on so that we can better relay information on the show.
Yeah.
Another piece of information is that as of October 17th, 17 immigration detainees went on a third hunger strike at the Central East Correctional Center in Lindsay, Ontario. Their demands continue to be to end indefinite detention with a proposal to limit it to 90 days and general improvement of conditions, including not being placed in maximum security units. Last Friday, there were banners dropped across the country in Peterborough, Halifax, Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver reading "Indefinite Resistance to Indefinite Detention." If you want to find out more about what's going on, go to the website endimmigrationdetention.com. And I'm sure as, you know, the show continues, we've had people from that group on several times and we'll continue to cover that. Mm-hmm. In other news, there's a new political prisoner support project based out of New York and Sacramento called Project FANG. Project FANG is a... intended to fill a gap in supporting earth and animal liberation political prisoners across the United States, specifically covering travel costs for friends and family of people convicted of related offenses and serving long-term sentences in the United States. If you want to learn more about that, you can check out gum.co/Project FANG, and you can also donate there. Also in the news, we had the Ontario Human Rights Commissioner discovered earlier this month that a young Aboriginal man named Adam Cappe of Lake Sill First Nation, which is near Thunder Bay, Ontario, had been held in segregation in the Thunder Bay Jail for 1,500 days, kept with the lights on 24 hours for an alleged crime he committed while inside another jail that he hadn't even... been to trial for yet. So the Human Rights Commissioner was so shocked by this, she immediately went to the media. It's kind of blown up in the news in the last two or three weeks. Slowly there's been a backlash, the John Howard Society getting involved, the chief of the First Nation petitioning the provincial government, asking why is this young man being held. And she noted that his mental health was obviously deteriorating, as it would for almost anybody who would be placed in those kinds of conditions. And just today, it came out that he has been placed in another unit with very few details about what that means. But, of course, you know, they've responded somewhat to the pressure But that continues to develop.
And that comes on the, well, for one, as someone from Thunder Bay, that doesn't surprise me all that much.
That's right. That's where you grew up, right?
Kind of the hostility towards Indigenous people that is displayed by not everybody from Thunder Bay, but there's a pretty healthy group of it. And we've had a lot of other issues in that city in the last decade in my hometown. With attempts at passing curfews to control youth delinquency and crime, and the former police chief is now the mayor, actually calling out the police force for its failures to deal with institutional racism within the police force. So another black mark, I guess, but it's not like it's isolated just to Thunder Bay, these kinds of issues, because I know the Ontario government just recently, was that 3 or 4 days ago, put out a release about solitary confinement and its uses in Ontario.
Guidelines.
Well, hopefully we'll cover more of that. We've got some interviews in the pipeline dealing with it, so.
Yeah, that's a huge issue. We could do many shows on that.
Yes, yeah. I know you have some other news items. I don't know if you want to talk about this, but I just remembered that the Collins Bay lockdown, the official explanation was released a few days ago. Did you happen to read that?
I did not.
In the Whig Standard. So this was Monday's Whig Standard, noted that the Collins Bay lockdown was occasioned, according to the Correctional Service of Canada, by drone overflights.
Oh.
And so they locked down the entire prison to search for contraband. Again, the official explanation, but it was a very vague kind of news media report. But it did mention 5 drone overflights in the last month and a half of the institution.
Wow.
And the dropping off of a cell phone. So I that seems like a fairly minor problem for such a big lockdown. And I'm certain there's more going on than just that. But that's at least the official explanation that has been released.
Interesting. The age of drones.
Yep, they've arrived.
Speaking of drones, the next news item is actually, that's a nice segue, is we're also following, it's not directly, prison related, but we are following the struggle against the Dakota Access Pipeline led by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in North Dakota, where thousands, literally thousands of Native Americans and their allies from more than 200 tribes and First Nations have been gathering, setting up camps and opposing with various means, including nonviolent civil disobedience, proposed pipeline that would go through the North Dakota back in oil fields, threaten the watersheds. And it's been heating up all summer, basically. And just on Monday, there were more than 100 arrests of, they call themselves protectors. Pepper spray was used. People were strip searched. There's a lot coming out, and the National Guard has been deployed in the United States. And the drone connection is that there was actually a drone being used by one of the resistance camps to surveil police operations, and it was shot down by a police officer.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All caught on video.
Hmm.
And I guess finally, we'd like to make an announcement about calls from home.
Yep.
If you have been listening to the show for a while, you'll know that we used to have a toll-free number where we encouraged both prisoners and their friends and family to leave messages of support, to request songs, to record poems and these kinds of things so that we could play them over the air on this show, which is the last Wednesday of every month. So we do have a phone number set up again for the show, so get your pens out. The phone number is 613-329-2693. That's 613-329-2693. So that number is basically going to be a most of the time just a voicemail service where you can leave a message. We're going to check it regularly. And we do ask that you let us know when you leave a voicemail if you'd like us to actually play your message over the air, or just if you just want to get us a message, that's fine too. If you're listening from inside, we will try to approve this number for your PIN list. And in terms of details, this phone is going to be handled by Alex Jackson, and the address is 62 Fifth Field Company Lane, Kingston, Ontario, K as in Kilo, 7, L as in Lima, 3, N as in November, 6. So that would be the information you need to add this number to your PIN list. We'll do our best to be by the phone. Alex will be by the phone at most times during the day to get it approved. And then you can also use this service and participate in calls from home, hopefully.
Yeah, And we'll be reading out that number at least once more, hopefully, during the course of the night, and get it reflected on our website and in our literature
Going
forward. So we're really excited to have that back, and we really encourage you to either phone that or phone our request line if, for whatever reason, you have access to it. So I'll read that out now because we're going to play a song related to the pipeline struggle in North Dakota. So our let's introduce the song first, then I'll read the number.
Okay, well, this song is it was just put out, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago by Neil Young, and it is specifically written and released in solidarity with the Dakota Access Pipeline struggle, and it's called Indian Givers.
All right, and if you'd like to leave, get a hold of us now for a request for calls from home, you can phone 613-533-2372. That's 613-533-CFRC. And we'll get off the mics now, play some music, and we'll have more coming up here on Calls from Home.
There's a battle on the sacred land. Our brothers and sisters had to take a stand against us now for what we all been doing. On the sacred land, there's a battle brewing. I wish somebody would share the taking what we give away, just like what we call Indian givers. It makes you sick and gives you shivers. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody. And ripping the soil where graves are scattered and blood was boiled. When all who look can see the truth, but they just move on and keep their groove. What that means. Yeah, that's when Happy went to jail behind big money. Justice always fails.
imposters in our neighborhood. Across our farms and through our waters, all at the cost of our sons and daughters. Yeah, our brave sons and beautiful daughters. We're all here together fighting poison water, standing against the evil way. That's what we have at the end of day. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the news. I wish somebody would share the
So that was Indian Givers by Neil Young, a song of solidarity for the Dakota Access Pipeline struggle going on right now, which has just, as we were reporting earlier, gotten even more serious. Not that it wasn't serious before. Democracy Now! Has also been doing a lot of reporting about it. Amy Goodman has had the arrest warrant for her lifted, I suppose, for covering the protest. But that's... hopefully they'll keep trying to help the other people who've been arrested get out of that experience. Speaking of, I don't know, arresting, this is bluesy. We're going off of kind of a very loose structure here. I was digging around our music library at CFRC, and I found a really incredible record in our blues section. B.B. King, live at the Cook County Jail, live in Cook County Jail. This was recorded in 1970. During a time of turmoil in the American prison system and the Canadian prison system as well. And I'm sending this out to someone who's been a longtime listener of the show, who doesn't always have as much opportunity to participate because he's been moving around the continent the last little bit, but he's often placed requests for blues music with us. Going out to Matt, wherever you are right now, probably in Atlanta at this moment. And so basically the background to this album, in 1968, the Illinois Crime Commission and a prison reform group, the John Howard Association, investigated Chicago's infamous Cook County Jail. They called it a jungle, describing the sale of everything from heroin to whiskey to Italian food to sexual favors, overcrowded, out of control. The mafia basically ran the prison half the time. In response to this, in March 1968, African-American psychologist who worked at the prison named Winston E. Moore was appointed warden after a scandal in which the former warden was fired. And the first day on the job, according to the preamble for this album, he moved out three refrigerators from mafia-occupied cells, collected 200 improvised weapons, and confiscated undetermined amount of drugs. He dismantled the barn boss system, which is a older form of prison discipline that I think is probably still practiced across the planet. But the idea was you'd farm out authority from the staff to selected inmates who'd receive privileges in exchange for terrorizing the other inmates and keeping them under control and in line. So he dismantled this system, did not go over well with the media either, who didn't like his rather tactless style, although, again, it's 1968 and you've just appointed an African-American warden. I'm not sure how well that would have gone over in Chicago to begin with. But to deal with this kind of mess, they decided to bring in B.B. King to play some music in September 10th, 1970. This was recorded right from the courtyard. So it joins the ranks of the famous Johnny Cash, live from San Quentin, the Soledad prison of T.J. Hooker's music. Not sure. Anyway, I'll get into that in a bit. So we're going to play the first three songs off of this, the introductions, Every Day I Have the Blues, and How Blue Can You Get by B.B. King, going out to Matt here on Calls from Home, CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll read out some stuff. If you want to send a request to us right now over the phone, 533-2372 is the best way to get a hold of us. Enjoy this B.B. King.
ready to begin our program. It's a beautiful day in Chicago, and we're going to have a wonderful time this afternoon. I want to acknowledge the presence of the man that made and named Mr. Winston Moore director, our own beloved Sheriff Woods. Another dear friend of all of yours out there is the Chief Justice of the Criminal Court, Judge Joseph Power, who is present. Now, B.B. King is known to everyone as the King of the Blues. He's been referred to as the chairman of the board of all the blues singers. He's been called the man. But whatever we call him, I know him to be just a fine, warm human being full of humility. Would you please come forth, Mr. King?
I say I've been downhearted, baby, ever since the day we met. You know, awful love is nothing but the blues. Baby, how blue can you get? You're evil when I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. I say you're evil. You're so evil when I'm with you, baby, and you are jealous when we're apart. How blue can you get, baby? You said, I want a Cadillac. I bought you a $10 dinner. And you said, thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children. And now you want to give them back.
So that was B.B. King playing live at the Cook County Jail in 1970 in Chicago, Illinois, going out to Matt, and one of the many pieces of history here at the CFRC studio and library. We didn't get to hear the end where all the inmates stand up and cheer for B.B. King, but we did get to hear them booing everybody else.
I love the booing. That was hilarious.
Very raucous, and probably about right for the time period and place. But So I hope everyone enjoyed that out here. You're listening to Calls from Home on CFRC 101.9 FM, where we take requests and messages of support, and we play those back. We take mail and envelopes and letters. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can write us at, via email, if you have access to email, at CFRC Prison Radio, all one word, at riseup.net. You can join our Facebook group, Calls from Home. I was a little late on the draw. Rico had to remind me to post stuff, so I did, and we didn't get as many requests as we'd like. You can phone us, and we'll mention that again, but you can also write us at CPR or Calls from Home, care of CFRC, Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K as in Kevin, 7, L as in Lamar, 3, N as in Nancy, 6th, K7L, 3N6. And we read everything we get. And then I want, maybe we should talk about the number once more, just to remind people.
Yeah, so we have a new voicemail set up where you can leave messages either of support to a loved one or just reflections on your thoughts or a song request or a bit of poetry. The phone number is 613-329-2693. So that's local to the Kingston area. And if you're listening from inside and you want to add this number to your PIN list, the name of the person who's going to have the phone is Alex Jackson, and the address is 62 Fifth Field Company Lane, Kingston, Ontario, K as in Kilo, 7, L as in Lima, 3, N as in November, 6.
I really need to learn my NATO phonetic alphabet. It's a little easier to do.
It's a nerdy thing to know.
Zebra Tango, Quebec. And we will answer that. And if you're mostly leaving a voicemail, it would be great. We did solicit earlier for news from Joyceville, which is under lockdown right now,
Yep.
the reception center.
Yeah, the assessment unit.
So we would love to hear from you. You can also, if for whatever reason you have access to a phone that can phone this number, you can also try 533-2372. That's 533-CFRC. That's right here in our studio, so we can answer it when we're not on the mic. I also wanted to thank somebody. We did get a letter, actually, from Kelvin Purdy from out in Abbotsford, BC, who's a fan of the show and has been corresponding with us for a few years. In 2015, he actually founded a political party called the Beaver Party of Canada, and he's distributed some pamphlets. So if anyone's really interested in joining, we can send those into you photocopied to sign up and join the party. Its initial focus is on reducing taxpayer expenses by restorative justice with a paradigm shift towards smart justice, starting with automatic parole instead of eligibility for parole, which Kelvin claims will save billions by redirecting it to shorten wait times in healthcare. He also wants to focus on eliminating the national debt in 10 years, getting rid of the GST in 4 years, free post-secondary, national housing, animal rights, another a theme tonight, increasing and upgrading our military, a $20 minimum wage, a 17% flat federal tax, fair-scaled 0 to 10% pollution taxes, shifting the fiscal year, upgraded infrastructure with new technologies. He wants to put in a magnetic rail system, which Kingston is, not Canada in general, is sorely in need of city-to-city infrastructure. Better government oversight, better retirement and veteran benefits, and more help for our space agency. So the Beaver Party's got quite an ambitious platform, but Kelvin is also a political prisoner who is in Abbotsford for a variety of reasons unrelated to loving the scenery there. So thank you. That got to us, Mr. Purdy, and anyone who's interested, again, write to us at those addresses. We can send you in a sign-up form. He sent a bunch of them. So,
all right. And I'd like to also share an announcement that was in the latest issue of Out of Bounds magazine in September, just in case you don't get it or haven't seen it. If you were a prisoner who resided at Kent Institution between January 6th and January 19th in 2010, you are part of a proposed class action lawsuit to seek redress for what the correctional investigator has called an abuse of correctional power and authority, systemic breakdowns in management authority and oversight, gaps in use of force review, reporting procedures, deterioration in dynamic security practices and principles, and violations of human rights law and policy. So you might be able to get some cash out of this. A lengthy carriage battle has delayed for 2 years our proceeding to certification hearings, but a final ruling on our application is at hand. So this was obviously submitted before May 2016 when that decision was made and printed in the September 2016 issue of Out of Bounds. So it goes into some of the details of the law, but basically it asks you that if you were at Kent Institution from January 6th to January 19th, 2010, contact the legal team working on this. The team is reachable at Grace Snowden and Tara Pocky. That's G-R-A-C-E, comma, Snowden, S-N-O-W-D-E-N, comma, Terepocki, T-E-R-E-P-O-C-K-I. Their address is 201-2622 Montrose Avenue, Abbotsford, B.C., V as in Victor, 2, S as in Sierra, 3, T as in Tango, 6. And they also have a toll-free number that is 1-855-271-5258. So if this applies to you, hopefully it's useful, and good luck with the case.
And if you know anyone, even if you're living in the Kingston area right now and you know someone who is there, please spread the word about that. Well, I guess we're going to go to some music now, I think. So what are we going to hear
do that.
Next?
This track is a track. There's a movie that came out last year, I think it was last year, called Searching for Sugar Man, and it tells a pretty incredible story of this artist Rodriguez, who was basically put together an album. He's a guy from Detroit. Unbeknownst to him, became wildly popular in South Africa, continued working his construction job for decades, and then somebody kind of tracked him down and said, hey, do you know that you're like extremely famous in South Africa? And he went on tour and has kind of revived his career. Mm-hmm. It's really, really interesting film documentary. So this track is called Rich Folks Hoax by Rodriguez, and it's off his original album called Cold Fact.
All right, you're going to hear that now on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Calls from Home. Phone us, 533-2372. Leave a request.
The moon is hanging in the purple sky. The baby's sleeping while its mother sighs. Talking about the rich folks. Rich folks have the same jokes, and they park in basic places. The priest is preaching from a shallow grave. He counts his money, then he paints you safe. Talking to the young folks. Young folks share the same jokes, but they meet in older places. So don't tell me about your success, nor your recipes for my happiness. Smoking bed, I never could digest. Those illusions you claim to have going. The sun is shining as it's always. Carbon dust is a phase of everyone. Talking about the rich folks. The poor create the rich hoax, and only late breastfed fools believe it.
Baby, don't matter to me.
and that was Billy C. and Freedom Express, Don't Matter If It's in the Past, which was a request that came from a friend of mine who said, you should really play this on Calls from Home. And so we did, because we take requests.
It's a good track.
I really enjoyed that. And you had, before that, we had some Rodriguez.
Yes, Rich Folks Hoax by Rodriguez. Another good track.
That was a great movie, great musician, someone we're always happy to get a chance to play. Not like the CBC, who just kind of like played it every week, basically. But anyway, so we're at the end of Calls from Home already, which it goes by so quickly.
Time flies.
So we have a few other, we're going to repeat some announcements just because we want to make sure if you are tuning in at the end of the show that you get the messages we heard at the beginning. So I'll just mention our regular ways of getting a hold of us. Email us, cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net. Join our Facebook group, Calls from Home. I make requests, but you can post your own right on there. Songs, poems, friends you want to do shout-outs to. You can write to us, CPR, or Calls from Home, care of CFRC, right here in Lower Carruthers Hall, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. We did give a request line, but I suspect it's a little hard to get a hold of that given our audience, but we, you know, every week when we're here live, we can take requests, 533-2372, but we have a new phone number.
Yeah, write it down, 613-329-2693. Call that anytime and leave a message with a song request or a message of support or a news tip, whatever you want. And if you want to add that to your PIN card, the name for that is Alex Jackson, and the address is 62 Fifth Field Company Lane, Kingston, Ontario. K is in Kilo, 7, L is in Lima, 3, N is in November, 6. Give us a call.
We would love to hear from you, for sure. And one last thing that we are going to mention that's related more to the Queen's University universe, which is not as disconnected, one would think, from the carceral state. But anyway, we'll get into that another time.
There's another show.
That's another show entirely. Queen's University undergraduate students who are listening, on November 1st and 2nd, CFRC will be asking for some help to renew our student fee. We're not asking for an increase or anything else. We're just renewing our student fee for another 3 years. It's triennial. The voting is on November 1st and 2nd. And please vote yes to keep your radio station on the air. We're one of three major kind of news media aspects on Queen's, along with the Journal and Studio Q, that train students and bring students who are brand new with no training and put them on the air. We're kind of a way in to the broader world of media. A few of our students who are graduates from the undergrad programs at Queen's, including Felicia Latour, now has a job with the CBC.
I think there's 80 new volunteers coming in just this fall.
Yeah. We're training right now. Rico's one of them, so
yeah.
I'm happy to be. This is what we like to do, is just get new voices on the air. We've been around for a while, 1922, and we'd love to get to 100 here as part of the Queen's universe. We're an integral part of it and its history. And, you know, about 75% of our DJs and staff are students or recent alumni of Queen's University. In some cases, alumni from 30 years ago, because we do have a really strong relationship with the community around Queen's, the people who end up loving the city and staying here willingly. We do have, again, training and support. So if you want to learn more about the station and what we do, cfrc.ca. /referendum. We've also been posting some great profiles of our on our volunteers right now on our Facebook page, so check out CFRC 101.9 FM to learn more. We got that out there, and we played some great music and messages. We got some letters we talked about. So I think that's pretty much it. Again, we were looking for phone calls from Joyceville with an update on the lockdown, so let us know if you're out there listening, and tell us, and we'll read it out next week or in the weeks to come. And if you're in the community, we would love your support and help. You can always volunteer with us, too, just to make that pitch, right?
Always.
Always. So I think we're going to end with some music. Why don't you set the stage? We've got two songs we're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to finish off with a couple of hip-hop tracks. The first is called La Palabra by Wara Vikaza. It's brand new. They just put out this album. They're a really interesting band. They do punk rock and hip-hop, and they alternate kind of tracks for that. So it's really cool to kind of... You know, I like both of those genres a lot, so I love it. It's great. So, and there's going to be some profanity in actually both these tracks, so if that offends or upset you, turn off your radio now for the next 5 minutes. Yeah. And the second track is by Comrade, and the track's called Right Back. And Comrade is from Baltimore, and this track is about Black Lives Matter and the anti-police riots in Baltimore following the death of Freddie Gray this year.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to those. Chris Eckhart, the ever-knowledgeable and wonderful Chris Eckhart, is coming up on Hillbilly Swing in 5 minutes. Again, if you don't like profanities, maybe just turn your radio down real low. Come back for Chris's show. And this has been Calls from Home here on CFRC. I'm C.
I'm Rico. Have a good night.
And yes, indeed. Cheers.
Nicaragua, spot the huracan. What's the word? Nicola Sangre, hit you with the one thing. My verse stay lit, so she got me dante. Fuck your curriculum, about to fucking nigga down. Dropping knowledge, make a white man frown. Finna buy my bird, pitch with the herb, he draw to the curb. What's the word?
I heard you not heard, but you charging for a verse, but you got no bars, my nigga. What's the word? What's the word with the fucking gun jumping? With the lead jumping, little boy, that's just a mouth running. Rapidly running, last rounds of white rappers. My mind surpassed all of these racist crackers. I crack your head just like an egg.
Stop me, proud minority. Temescali cops, they sweat me. Ancestry up in me, got me on my knees, praying to the OGs. We chill up, Oshli, traso kamati. Temescali poca, traso kamati. Gracias a Dios for my own being. Ketchako white flexing with the bling bling.
Pull up on the curb and I'm flipping the bird. I'm all about my actions, you just sneaking bird. Straight up out the dirt, I pull up in the hearse. Piggies try to surf, man, we all gon' disperse. Observe how we cows are gon' conquer the earth. I'm a monster when I conjure my ancestors to slaughter and prosper through my oppressors. Phone on airplane, my fucker bill collector.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
Decolonize your rasa. What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
Decolonize your rasa. Boricua got me texting. Yeah. Sexting and bad reception.
Okay.
A nude every hour, give me the holy power. This brown mama flower never, never tastes sour. Eat the booty in the shower. Yeah, yeah.
Piss. Indigenous diamonds, I'm here for my kids. Mother nature and water. I give a fuck about the nation of the president's daughter.
We're living in a world that's lawless. Put trending garments on a melanin targets. I landed milk and honeys with rumbling tummies. Head running bloody, what's the message you dummy? Can't take it, throw my meds out, getting zanned out. Crazy like a cock in a hen house. Don't stack bread, I got mats on them. And if you get a problem, get it cause on them.
Tiny fucking G, a legendary monster. I summon my demons inside of your mamas. Now watch me and Lil' Yuh fuck it all up. Take it to the streets and pour another cup. Let's talk about Bush doing 7-Eleven. I walk through no realm, see Harambe in heaven. Providing the truth, there ain't no dispute. I'm destroying the game and finding my roots.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
Decolonize your rasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
What's the word?
Ikasa.
Decolonize your rasa.
They throw the tear gas, we throw it right back. Spin the block and we'll be right back. Seven cops down, they don't like that. This Baltimore City, bitch, we fight back. Lock my mans up and he'll be right back. I'd rather bear arms and throw my hands up. Oh, they about to send the troops in. When the sun go down, we'll be right back. Right back,
right back.
All my comrades, we'll be right back. Right back, right back. Grab the gas mask, we'll be right back. Right back, right back. Fuck the curfew, we'll be right back. Yeah, they made us disperse, but we'll regroup and we'll be right back. Cops killing us, now they blaming us. Why the hell you think the city flaming up? Cops posted at the mall though. Oh, I guess my life ain't got a price tag. Yeah, y'all done opened up the right bag. I'm talking all black with the black mask. I just ordered them some shoulder pads. Ready for whatever, boy, you know it's bad. Thought that a cop car burnt up. They done got the whole hood worked up. I see a heat wave yelling surf's up. Baltimore City will be turned up. Fight back, fight back,
fight back.
system, we don't need a system. Fight back, fight back. Fuck the pigs and whoever sent them. Right back, right back. All my comrades will be right back. Right back, right back. The whole West Side will be right back. Right back, right back. The whole East Side will be right back. Right back, right back. Fuck the curfew, we'll be right back.